Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emeril Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we're speaking with Spencer Gorman Prow. He's author of Solace in Chaos. Spencer is here to talk about his book promotion experience, what marketing strategies worked for him and what did not, so he can help others by sharing tips and secrets to his book marketing success. So Spencer, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your book, Solace in Chaos.
Solace in Chaos is my memoir chronicling growing up with childhood sexual abuse, neglect, and loss, and how I, you know, overcame those obstacles through the professional kitchen.
And Spencer, why did you write your book? What was the purpose behind that?
I think it started off as a therapeutical journal, and it morphed into a book. The more I wrote, the more I understood the actual pandemic of childhood sexual abuse and, you know, the lack of male survivorship that's, you know, being, you know, brought to the forefront of conversation. I know it's a lot about, you know, you see in the news about actresses and women, and, you know, which is a majority of it, but a lot of people don't know about the male survivorship aspect of it.
And how did you get that message out there, get your story out there? What were some of the ways that you promoted your book initially?
Initially, I really got connected with a lot of advocacy groups, and I aligned Solace in Chaos with them. So as they were getting their message across, I was getting my message across at the same time. And I did a lot of self-promoting, you know, through social media, a lot of local news here where we live in Arizona, and you know, nothing too drastic, but you know, it's baby steps on my first book.
And why don't you tell us, as you are taking these baby steps and having it be your first book, and also having it be a very personal story for yourself, really putting yourself out there, making yourself vulnerable in the world, you know, how was the experience when you're out there, you know, doing interviews and getting the coverage and marketing the book?
I think a lot of people were really receptive. It shocked a lot of people that somebody, you know, a male survivor is bringing that kind of attention to themselves. But I think that's also part of the healing process as far as somebody who's gone through some trauma like that. And, you know, they've been very receptive, and it's been, you know, a lot of back and forth where I'm helping these advocacy groups and they're helping me. And, you know, we're bringing, it's kind of a symbiotic relationship where we're all really helping each other.
And Spencer, would you say that was your, you know, best marketing strategy or most successful marketing strategy, aligning yourself with different groups?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And I think you know, social media is, you know, has worked well, but I think there's just so much out there, and it's really easy to fall through the cracks if you're not a well-known author as myself. So it's patience and persistence, I think, is the key.
And how can people find out more about you, connect with you, maybe align with you? Who knows? There may be some more survivors out there listening right now. So how can other people get in touch with you and learn more about you and your book?
Well, one of the groups I'm involved with is called Outlier Stories. They're based out of Shreveport, Louisiana. It's actually a touring art exhibit about survivors, and I do a lot of work with them. As well as I'm on Twitter at ChefSpencer68, Instagram at Solace and Chaos Memoir. I do have a Facebook page, and you know, hopefully the message can get out there, and I think people will be surprised.
And Spencer, just one last thing. Do you have any advice? As I mentioned, you never know who's listening. Any advice out there for people who might have a story that they're not telling?
As far as, well, I think it's, you know, as a survivor, I think the first step of healing is actually telling your story. And whether it's, you know, putting pen to paper or talking to somebody, I think it's, you know, those are the first steps, is actually verbalizing it or writing it down, and it makes it easier to process. And once you take those steps, then you take the next step and the next step. And I think, you know, and, you know, for me, where I found, you know, I was able to immerse myself in my work, and that was, I was able to create my own, my own safe space within the confines of my kitchen. And, you know, the story kind of takes place there.
Well, Spencer, I want to thank you for joining us today, telling us all about your book, Solace in Chaos. You can find Spencer all over the interwebs, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. I appreciate you joining us, Spencer.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.